Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And now,
well, Arkansas at total cases 683.
I love how Wiggy has become the statistician on the show.
Well, he loves
with the coronavirus
loves that
dashboard.
What's
for
that website?
That
Worldometers.
Wiggy's not allowed to watch porn at home, so now he's on Worldometers.
Cultural change is hard.
Can you do a food journal? And then come back Monday and report. I want you to be honest.
He won't.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and
tomorrow.
Safe, guys. Be careful.
Right,
be careful.
Right.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
What?
The athletic gifted Greg Hill.
So, gyms? You think they're gonna let gyms reopen where everybody's sweating all over? And
why am I sweating so much?
That would be bad news for
sweating.
You, Greg.
Featuring New England's only full-time female sports talker, Danielle Murr.
It's probably easy for her to find somebody. It just depends on what the quality she's looking for.
No. Not during this time.
Sure,
I mean,
no, it's easy.
Sure it is. I'm just like, I know what you do for work. You might be exposed to a few too many people. I'm good. This one over here, you not so. You maybe. That one, no.
Damn it.
There's definitely a couple of Marcuses or Jamal that wouldn't mind making a stop by Swampscott.
Can you bring some coaxial cable?
Joined by.
Yeah.
Nick Fitzy Stevens.
I didn't hoard them. I happen to have had a couple in my supply from ages ago. Couple
How do you
masks.
Have a mask in your supply?
Because a bunch of us
were impersonating a doctor or something.
Let's get out the funny joke before I can explain myself. I bought a bunch of masks years ago when my kids were
like
born.
And behind the glass, two people New England would like to shut the hell up. Ken and Curtis.
I know what it's like for your dad to present you with more opportunities than you deserve. I know what it's like. I have only dined off silver spoons my entire life.
Innuendo.
Bill Belichick is the Antichrist. God. If COVID-19 were a person. Oh.
God.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
If I get corona, I get corona.
It's a virus. I get it. Like, I respect it.
Where the f*** are they all?
Get drunk before everything closes.
All the fields.
Cover it. Let's cover it.
Just ride it. Ride that sucker right through.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing beers. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
COVID-19 become a very famous term.
Aerosolized feces.
Supposed to have masks on. I can't figure out what the new guidelines are. Never mind the federal government. What about the mayor? The mayor says nobody should be going outside anywhere in the city of Boston or maybe the Commonwealth of Massachusetts without a mask on. What's the deal?
And we have to call 311 to report people that aren't wearing masks so we can narc on our neighbors.
Good Lord.
Did he suggest that?
Yes.
What?
Really?
People congregating, not mask wearing. Oh, but people
okay.
congregating.
Right.
You have to call 311. And if they're listening to the sports hub, you have to shoot them on the spot.
Brand X.
One thing that I can't figure out is the curfew that the mayor instituted from 9 p.m. until 6 p.m. What is that?
Does the virus sleep at night?
What is
or
that
does
gonna,
it come out more at night?
Yeah,
like, what is that?
What's that going to do?
Are you criticizing Mayor Walsh?
No, I'm not. Listen, the mayor. Yes, I am. You're right. Yes, I am.
Own it, buddy. It's okay.
I'm afraid to criticize because God forbid I bring something up and everybody says I'm a coronavirus denier or whatever. But, I mean, I don't understand what the curfew from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. accomplishes.
That's against the house parties, Greg. That's against people who are congregating together at other people's houses. They don't want them traveling between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. because that's what people generally
is
do.
Is that what it is? Sorry. Oh. It's still okay for us to get up and go to work, right? Because we're essential personnel. Is that all right?
Yep.
I mean, that's before 6 a.m. All right. Well, and where would you even get a mask if you wanted to? Are you just supposed to make one at home from a T-shirt or something? Yes. Is that what you're supposed to do?
Scarves work, according to Trump.
Yeah.
Table napkins are a gem. Table napkins.
Thicker.
Well,
don't use a plastic bag.
Why not? Why can't you do that, Danielle? Just
suffocate yourself.
Make an air hole. You can make an air hole.
Some of the memes that are traveling around now include people sawing 2 liters in half, and I saw a guy with a fishbowl over his head.
Sawing 2 liters of what in half?
An empty 2-liter bottle.
Oh, sawing a 2-liter bottle in half. Yeah. You can definitely make them at home. Absolutely. All right. Well, we got a lot to cover on the show this morning. That includes the dumbest of the day, which will happen at about 6:45 this morning. We will most likely get to our top five briefing moments from last night's White House briefing at about 7 this morning, because Dr. Boney, our favorite infectious disease expert, is scheduled to join us at 8 this morning. So Dr. Boney answering all of your questions and all of our questions at 8 this morning. If you want to be on the show anytime over the next 4 hours, you could call 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And it's going to be beautiful today. Sunny and 60.
Ooh, yeah.
So as long as you can get out,
to do some yad work.
Do it during the daylight hours. Don't go out anytime after night falls. But it is going to get all the way up to 60 today.
This is
Times in Our Lives. We all have pain. We all have sorrow.
The Lead.
But if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow.
Lean on Ken. Lean on me. Lean on Ken. Lean on Nick. Lean on Danielle. There is a tomorrow.
There's going to be a tomorrow.
I don't know when it'll get here, but there's going to be a tomorrow.
Absolutely. There will be. In fact, Italy, as you know, Greg, is 2 weeks ahead of the United States, give or take, in regards to the canary in the coal mine, setting the tone on this coronavirus thing. And how about this now? The Laird plan is coming into play. Phase 2 in Italy, they are discussing a COVID pass for the uninfected, sending recovered back to work via smartphone apps and digital technology.
Well, you called it, Ken.
Well, I mean, it wasn't just me, but, you know, I think there are others who have suggested this, and you poo-pooed this as, too much government control.
You and Curtis just want to scream about,
get back to work, we're ruining the economy. But you have no plan. This is the plan. Okay. Time to embrace Big Brother watching you.
Big Brother, up in your business. Mm-hmm. No problem. And you get, what do you get? Like the card? What does the card say? Like no C, or you're C-free, or it just identifies you as you're not a carrier.
I'm open to
you're
many
not,
options.
You're not C-. A super spreader. Yeah. All right. So you say bring it on. Let's go. 2 weeks.
Well, let's start thinking about this. Okay. In fact, why aren't the recovered going back to work now if you're not essential but recovered? Why? Well, if everybody says you have antibodies.
But this is the period. I mean, we're right in the middle of, as the Surgeon General said, this is our Pearl Harbor.
But if you're recovered and you can't get it and you can't spread it, then what's the point of staying home? You can go back to work.
As a texter said, nothing says essential like sports talk radio hosts when there's no sports going on. Yes. I agree.
That's why we're essential over here.
All right, that's Ken's lead this morning.
Let's face it. If I'm going to work, the essential moniker really is a loose thing. But yesterday, I heard the President of the United States discuss the return to sports across the American landscape.
I want fans back in the arenas. Whenever we're ready. I mean, as soon as we can, obviously. And the fans want to be back, too. You know, they want to see basketball and baseball and football and hockey. They want to see their sports. They want to go out onto the golf courses and breathe nice, clean, beautiful, fresh air.
Yes, sir. We do want to do that. But I don't think we've all really understood what sports in person will look like when and if we return to normalcy of any sort in the United States. I don't think you're going to be, I don't know what they're going to do, an A and B game for season ticket holders. And I don't know if we're going to have fans in attendance before we have our national election in November. I don't know if that's going to happen. What comes first? The presidential election or fans in the stands? Because people thinking that you're going to go back to games this summer are totally off the base with this.
You think so?
Yes. Yeah. You are not going to be see- How are they going to do that? Tell me how that would work if you have fans sitting within inches of each other at Fenway Park.
But we've discussed this. You can't just continue social distancing forever, can you?
I don't. Listen, I think the only thing that we know we've accomplished so far is destroy the economy and ruin people's lives because of it. I don't know if we flattened the curve. I don't know if things are working. But the fact is that this isn't going to change. I mean, we are going to be socially distanced for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. All right. Well, we all, as long as it's on TV, I'm okay with it. As long as we have some sports that occurred within the last 12 hours, I'm okay as long as we can watch it on TV.
Greg, you went to more games in person the last 6 months than anybody else on the planet.
I did not want to. I mean, it's work. It's work.
Doing business.
It was business.
Well, okay. Hey, angry texter, have we talked enough sports to validate us being here at this point in the day? Let me see if I can up the sportsified quotient for you.
Yeah.
The only sense of normalcy there seems to be in the world of sports now is the virtual NFL draft, which will take place 18 days from now against the protest of one and many, it seems. And your New England Patriots are on the clock with pick 23 and an arsenal of 9,000 compensatory draft picks, plus veteran players on a team some wonder is going to be able to compete or not. What do they need to do? They need to solidify the quarterback position after the greatest of all time left town. And what do? You swap the T-O-M for T-U-A. That's right. I'm getting on the Volan train. I want the New England Patriots to trade up for Tua. The kid's a left-handed Russell Wilson. He's got the stones. He's got the moxie. And he doesn't care if he's the man who comes in after the man in New England.
Trade up with what? That's so stupid.
It's not so. Ken, did I talk during your lead dip whistle? No, I didn't. Well, what trade up for what? How about this? Volan outlines a plan at pick three where you trade up with Detroit, a team that needs to win now, and you move a veteran player like a Joe Tooney, pick 23, and maybe a couple of third-round picks because they don't need a quarterback now. That's not the answer for them. The cornerback they could take, Jeff Okuda from Ohio State, might be good. Maybe you give them Stephon Gilmore in pick 23. Mm-hmm. Shed $18 million, and you get the quarterback of the future. That's right. What you do, Ken.
And no one is allowed to talk during Nick's lead. Make a note
Thank
of that.
Thank you,
please,
sir.
Ken, make a note of that.
Dip whistle.
Danielle, what do you got?
I was about to say something else that would have gotten dumped out, Curtis.
Over the weekend, on one of the Marblehead community Facebook pages, I saw a suggestion for this particular action, and I was shocked that it hadn't happened anywhere yet, and lo and behold, it has. There's a village in New York that has banned, wait for it, leaf blowers.
Oh.
Guess why? To try to stop the spread of coronavirus because it's airborne.
Swirling air?
Correct.
Correct. No talking.
Sorry, tugging.
Dip whistle.
The village of Sleepy Hollow in New York has issued an order temporarily banning the use of leaf blowers to make sure its residents are kept safe during the pandemic.
Huh. All right. Are we going to do that here? Are we going to follow? I'm sure the mayor is about to do that.
The places that would ban leaf blowing have already done so, but I wouldn't be surprised if you saw that in a few communities en masse.
All right. In England today, a Premier League soccer player is under investigation for not following coronavirus lockdown rules. Manchester City team officials are investigating after Kyle Walker allegedly hosted a party with sex workers at his home in Cheshire. Mm. He apparently paid for two prostitutes to visit. This just hours after tweeting that his followers should stick to all government protocols. I hope that they were wearing surgical masks when the two sex workers arrived over at this man's home.
Have you ever tried to do it with a mask on?
Only world playing.
All right. Those are our suggestions for the lead this morning. If you want to call and you want to be on, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line this morning, which is 37937. And right now, to get us going, please don't talk during it, Nick. Here is Ken with the lead.
OMF.
We're with the
weekdays
trend.
From 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, Hillman, is brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union. Membership open to everyone that lives, works, or goes to school in Norfolk, Suffolk, and Middlesex counties. Visit cityofbostoncu.com for membership information. City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. Well, Gronk is a champion again of some kind. I don't understand this, but here's the audio.
Wait a minute. It is. It's Rob Gronkowski's up on the perch.
Don't do it,
Gronk. Oh, my God. Gronk took out everyone. Wait a minute. Gronk is covering Mojo.
Gronk is the
24/7 champion.
Well, congratulations, Gronk, WWE 24/7 champion.
By its very nature, if you watched that last night, you are not an essential employee anywhere on the planet.
What the hell is the 24/7 champion?
I mean, he's going, I assume he's going 24/7 tonight. I mean, that's Gronk.
How weird did that look, though?
With
nobody there and them playing to the audience anyway?
Yeah,
it was so odd.
Yeah, it was very strange.
Where do you rank this among the CBD, the NFL on Fox analysis, the Masked Singer? I mean,
it's called paying the bills, Ken. You got to pay the bills.
This is on brand for him, at least.
Yes, it is.
I mean, that's what everybody speculated that he was going to do, is go to the WWE. Why not?
Yeah.
It's perfect for him.
Well, as Fitzy pointed out, the NFL draft is coming up on April 23rd. The Patriots had a video conference with another quarterback, not Tua, but James Morgan from Florida International. That's more their speed, Fitz, man. Lakely late round selection. He threw for 2,500 yards at FIU, 14 touchdowns, and 40 overall in his NFL career. And that's where they're going to go. They're going to go late round pick. Bills return man Isaiah McKenzie told WROC in Buffalo, it's going to kind of be the Bills' time to take over. He's talking trash about Brady leaving the Patriots. Sox principal owner John Henry getting blasted in the UK. The publication Sports Star Sunday had his mug on it with the headline, Disgrace, as Liverpool FC put their non-football playing staff on furlough.
Bad look.
Mm-hmm.
Bad look for John Henry
across
the pond. Especially when the Queen is asking everybody to step up and do their part.
I'll decide if it's a bad look for me.
Meanwhile, the Jacobs sons did speak out to the Globe. I don't know if you read that article, Hillman.
I didn't.
About their financial straits. Basically, they admitted they waited too long for the fund for garden workers, but said they were prioritizing their full-timers and kind of crying poor that Delaware North is in bad, bad straits. I mean, all their money's tied up in Delaware North, and it's a hospitality business, and they went down from 55,000 employees to 1,100.
Wow.
Which is amazing. But I don't know if you have sympathy for the, you know, if you're a Bruins full-timer that got laid off, I'm sure you're not feeling that sorry for
it's
them.
It's just bad PR. I mean, I think they should have come right out of the gate and said what they were going to do, don't you think?
I agree. And Colts owner Jim Irsay got 10,000 masks anyway. He was not up to the Bob Kraft 300,000 delivered to New York Saturday, which Curtis had a big headline. New York Post had a thank you, Pats headline in there.
Yes. The Patriots PR with this mobilization of masks over the weekend will be studied for decades in marketing classes around America. That was a masterstroke by the New England Patriots. They got millions upon millions of dollars of free advertising weeks after their quarterback left town. That was a masterstroke by Stacey James and the Patriots.
Just a great thing to do.
And they loved the media coverage.
Don't forget, WEI Red Sox Classics continue tonight at 7 p.m. across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Tonight, 2018 ALDS Game 4, Red Sox at Yankees with Mutt. Anchoring here is our studio host. It is the Greg Hill Morning Show.
For that reason, I'm announcing new, stronger stay-at-home guidelines to help us get through this. These go into effect tomorrow morning, April 6th, and will run through April 4th. Which matches the current state advisory. We're strengthening the stay-at-home advisory by adding recommended curfew for at least the next 3 weeks in Boston. The Boston Public Health Commission is issuing a public health advisory recommending that people stay inside between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. starting tomorrow morning.
It's a beautiful night, and it feels right. As you lock up the house,
of the night. Lock it up. Turn off the lights. Shut it down. 9 p.m. tonight, you should not be on the roads or going out for any unnecessary trips here in the city of Boston. I guess it's somewhat confusing because Dr. Birx said that you shouldn't even go to a grocery store or a pharmacy over the next 2 weeks.
Great.
So I don't understand the 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. thing. I mean, is that we were talking about this at the start of the show. Is there some reason why people are allowed to go on a trip out at 7 p.m., but they're not allowed to go out at 9 p.m.?
This has got to be what Curtis said about trying to prevent people from congregating en masse and doing gatherings, making bad decisions, drinking at night. I mean, who in the world is having a party on a Tuesday at 9 o'clock in Boston these days? I mean, are young people literally getting together and semi-distancing a bunch of hard seltzers at that hour?
Well, nobody's really working right now, Nick. So, I mean,
right.
People
so
are partying.
Prime time to do partying. People are having gatherings in places.
The biggest gatherings I've seen have been at liquor stores all over Southie. Those are still jammed.
Packed.
And people are drinking those together at home.
Do liquor stores now go with what we were seeing in grocery stores and your farmacias with like the big taped outlines to keep everyone at least 6 feet away?
I think they do. I mean, first of all, in many cases, they're not 6 feet. Like, I went to a 7-Eleven. this morning.
Needed your dip, eh?
I needed some dip. And, I mean, during a crisis, you got to have dip. And they had, like, this masking tape that said social distancing, but it was, like, 3 feet.
Yeah.
It was 3 feet away from the person who's – they don't have enough room in there.
It depends on their wingspan, how much of that right. painter's tape they have. There's no exact science to it. And what Curtis was talking about earlier about how the sports landscape is going to change so drastically – you might literally see, if people do try to return to sports, and apologies to every hockey fan on earth except for Ken, because unfortunately it looks like the NHL playoffs are just completely submarine now, which sucks for everybody. But you're going to have to see, like, seats taped off, Greg. So if you were going to go to Fenway this summer, you'll literally see, like, two or three seats taped off, and then you'll have to sit three seats away from each other, which is just absurd to even consider.
The wave is gone forever.
All right, so not all bad things have come from this.
All right, and the mayor is suggesting that everyone wear a face mask and also suggesting that it's a do-it-yourself, it's a DIY face mask that you wear because the legitimate face mask should be saved for those who are working in the medical
Why
industry,
does it feel so. Like we're totally making this up as we go along? Everything has changed 180 degrees. All of a sudden, our federal government is saying wear a mask when forever they were saying you don't need a mask. And now they're saying don't go to the grocery store, but now we can go to the grocery store during the daylight because what happens at daylight that doesn't happen at night? I don't understand.
This is
anything.
The moment to not be going to the grocery store, not going to the pharmacy, but
This is
all
the
right.
moment. Okay.
So don't. Luckily, Ken stocked up for 4 years. He has 4 years worth of food on hand.
Now, why haven't you not stocked up on dip? I don't understand this. Why do you have to go to 7-Eleven and risk the entire building? You don't have. Isn't there an online supplier?
Well, I don't know how to do online shopping. Jeez. I mean,
I need
some help with that. But
there's an 18-wheeler with a Patriot sign driving to your house right now, full of dip.
The reason is that I like taking a little walk outside and walking out and grabbing myself some dip. But I guess I won't be doing that between the hours of 9 p.m. and 6 a.m.
Except this morning, so, which you did before 6 a.m. and went to 7-11.
I had to be at work before 6 a.m.
Well, that's against Marty's recommendation.
No, it's not.
Well, he's picking up an essential on the way to work.
Do you need band dip?
Right.
I don't think that you've worked with Greg without dip yet.
Yeah. No,
or without his favorite pen. You do what you can to keep that man in his routine. Okay.
Meanwhile, what is Fitzy doing? He's got his laptop on his lap sideways.
He just spilled coffee all over himself.
What is happening?
I opened my mouth and then I went to get out of the way. I tried to do some like verbal judo and get out of the way of whatever you were going to say about me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of mouths, there is a Texas pastor in the news. We will get to this story around 7, but... 7:20, because we got to do the top five best briefing moments at 7. But 7:20, we'll talk about what he says you can do with your mouth. to keep the virus away.
Okay. Okay. I'm listening.
Speaking of the virus, it's happened, Danielle. We have the first two children that have been born in this world.
I can't with this.
That are named.
I can't.
What?
Named appropriately for.
This is in India?
India, yeah. In their central state that I'm not even going to try to pronounce this location.
Okay.
They've named their newborn twins Corona and COVID.
Oh, all right.
You think they'll be discriminated against ever in their lives? It's a boy and a girl.
Which one is Corona? Which one's COVID?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
At least in the piece I'm reading, they had a lot of difficulties during the delivery, I guess. So the wife said that she wanted to make the day memorable, and they said the names would remind them about the hardships they faced during the lockdown and before the successful delivery.
Oh. So you want to name your kids for a pandemic,
yes.
for a global pandemic, in order to always be able to remember the global pandemic.
I love the dad's justification on this. We're not even through the pandemic. We haven't even at the peak here yet. And this guy's like, well, we want the fear associated with these names to end and the public's to just focus on sanitation and hygiene. Besides, these names are beautiful in their own right, with Corona being Latin for crown. So I'm assuming probably the boy.
Just that asteroid that's supposed to fly 4 million miles from us April 29th,
right.
If it could just bang a quick left.
Well, Aubrey Huff said it's going to hit us dead on Twitter the other
yes.
day. So.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What was the theory, Curtis, that the coronavirus is just a giant distraction to force us all to spend more time with our loved ones before it hits us right smack in the middle?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is it named for the virus, this coming comet or whatever? Or
it's and a just doomsday like, asteroid, Greg.
Oh,
and
doomsday.
Just like
Please
lunatics around correctly. The Commonwealth have said, Danielle, Robert Kraft only bought all those masks to try to get people off the I Let Tom Brady Go scent.
And Ben Affleck needs to sober up and get on that asteroid right now.
Hello, Joe.
Good morning.
What's up, Joe?
Just driving to work.
It's after six. Okay. All right, good. You're essential.
Yeah,
Joe, are you essential?
According to the Department of Health in Shrewsbury, I am.
What do you do?
I'm a grounds guy, actually.
Oh, all right. I hope you're not using you're not using a leaf blower, are you? Because
I have multiple leaf blowers attached to me, and I'm heading for Elizabeth Warren's house shortly. But my family, I think, is starting to think I'm crazy because I have driven around central Massachusetts and I see all these businesses shuttered, and that's where my frustration and fear is stemming from. I really am starting to wonder about all the information we're being told. And now let me clarify that first. I'm not taking away from the seriousness of this at all or the fact that social distancing is wise. However, I wonder about how they make this decision about who's essential and who's not. As I told the screener, UPS drivers or cashiers are not immune to this thing, and they're able to go to work using their heads, so... If you're a shopkeeper and your life, everything you've worked for has the potential to be destroyed, this is not going to wipe out humanity. And the other thing is, this guy Fauci has been wildly incorrect over the years, dating back to the 80s when this guy was in charge of the AIDS epidemic. His numbers were off back then, and they continue to be. I'm sorry, Greg, I just find it really hard to believe that the numbers are going to spike by 160,000 in 2 weeks. I just don't. I'm not a mathematician. I'm not in the health field.
No.
However, I use logic and reason, and I can read, and I'm interested in this, and I'm concerned. You know.
Well, they asked,
and I question a lot of things.
They asked Birx about that at the briefing last night, and. There really wasn't an answer. I think unfortunately, because everybody or most everybody is participating when it comes to staying home and doing social distancing, you'll never know what the devastation could have been. You'll never know. So I think if you're asking if that number, you asking whether the 100,000 to 200,000 death number is still a legitimate number, that's what they were asked, and nobody had an answer. So,
well,
yeah.
I can't say that surprises me. I mean, they're using models, and I mean, I understand that this is completely unprecedented, and I think part of it is using fear to keep people at home. That's probably a good thing, but that works both ways in that the panic that it causes has fallout as well. And I don't think it would be a bad idea to get medical people along with someone with an MBA or an economist to kind of help balance things out. But I don't see him doing that. And I understand everybody is scared of this. But I think at some point you need cooler heads to prevail. We're all going to have to get back to work. We can't depend on the government handing out $1,200 to all of us. I don't even want it. You know, I'm working. My wife's working. And I worry about the future. There will be a future, you know?
Yes. Yes. All right. Well, we've discussed that a lot on this show. I mean, Curtis, your lead with regard to sports, I don't know if there's going to be a lot of people who have money to buy tickets to go to a Sox game or go to a Bruins game or go to an NFL game anyway.
Yeah, I don't think it's being covered enough. It has been covered, but nationally, the amount of people, you're far more likely to know someone who has lost their job or been forced to take a pay cut than you are that someone who has died from this virus.
Yeah.
Or even
yeah.
succumbed to it, has had it and been treated for it.
Yeah.
So if you're going to really look at how this is going to sort of rebound when this is all said and done, the cleanup and the sort of fixing of our economy is going to be unlike anything I think we've ever lived through.
Well, hopefully when COVID and Corona are 20 years old, this will just be a memory.
Guys, they are the Luke and Leia of our generation. Yes, they will save
they
us
are.
And bring balance to the planet.
I wonder what social media platform will exist on which they can shine then.
It'll Don't even the bother doing the name of the year bracket because COVID and Corona have
That's
already
it.
Won. The co-champions, 2020.
If Dunsky. I have twins, Maddie and Nick.
All right. Shower beers. Hey, we're going to get to the dumbest of the day coming up at 6:45. Heads up that Dr. Boney is going to join us at 8, and he's an actual expert, not like the rest of us. So he is our official infectious disease guru on this program, Dr. Boney, answering all of your questions and all of our questions coming up at 8 this morning on The Greg Hill Show here at WEEI. This thing hit home over the weekend for Danielle, who is a huge Yacht Rock aficionado, and she got the news that Christopher Cross is tested positive for the coronavirus.
Not happy about it. I was supposed to see him, I want to say, May 2nd or May 4th at the Lynn Auditorium. Was very excited. My friend Cheryl and I were going. We were going to ride like the wind. We were going to sail. Mm-hmm. We were going to sing Arthur's theme. Mm-hmm. And then Christopher, 68-year-old Christopher Cross, by the way, so I'm nervous to discuss him because he's right in that jinx bracket.
Yeah.
Put a post up over the weekend. He said this is the worst sickness he has ever had in his life.
Mm. Really?
Yep.
I don't think that show was going to happen. Did you think that show was going to happen anyway?
No.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
I'm just reminiscing that, you know, I'm like, well, we had, let's see, Kel Switch was coming up next weekend and then Christopher Cross, my whole spring concert season's dead.
When do you think you'll ever be able to go to a concert again? Like, I mean, concerts are much like you, Curtis, like you were talking about sporting events.
I can't see. It's going to be a while, I feel like.
Can you see people in clubs, in the club? During the summer? Like, can you see?
There are going to be far more changes as a result to the coronavirus as there were from 9/11. And that seems like hyperbole, but it's not.
No, it's not. Because it didn't. 9/11 did not affect the way the country the way that COVID is. Because it was, while it was a great devastating loss, it was also, in the grand scheme of things, the effects were essentially momentary, and that we saw changes in the weeks following. We saw changes to how we handled security and things like that. But a lot of that stuff crept back to normal over time. This is our way of life as we know it.
Right. And
this
Greg is
everything.
Even, and Greg has even done a food journal as a result of this
whole
thing. Did
he, though? Did you do it, Greg? Did you fill it out?
Yeah, I did do it.
Wow.
I don't know if we'll have time.
Is that what that 500-page thing in there is?
I don't know if we'll have time.
He didn't want to pay for MyFitnessPal premium, so he wrote it in a notebook.
It's a minute. Because
he's cheap.
I did do it. Mm-hmm. I did do it.
Are there serving sizes in there?
Whether it was one or like a handful of pistachios, I didn't count out how many particular.
It's not portion control.
Did you note your mood?
Yes, he did. Made me feel great.
I should have noted my. Is that what you're supposed to do with
food before
journal?
And after?
Yeah.
Let me guess. You buy the unshelled pistachios.
Of course I do.
Yeah, because you don't want to do the work.
It's not. They're so much. It's so much easier.
Yeah, fistful is not a serving size. Just FYI.
I thought it was interesting. You had an entire pizza by yourself after you got a call from downstairs Joe.
Comfort eating.
I realized when I did it. I think that's the point of it. Is that you realize how much you're actually eating.
Right.
Especially during this crisis.
I know, when your pen ran out of ink.
I did it on my phone, Curtis. I'll send it over to you because I know you really want to see it.
Can't wait.
Since you're a reformed fat guy.
Oh, baby.
Well, it's probably I noticed that Woody Harrelson has jumped on the 5G conspiracy.
Oh, yeah.
And so
are you surprised?
That's probably what it is. So, well, no, I'm not surprised, but...
I'm just waiting for Randy and Evie Quaid to come out with some video series on Twitter about it if it hasn't happened yet.
So, Wuhan was the first place in the world to get 5G. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's going to kill us all.
And so the suggestion with this particular conspiracy is that 5G is somehow contributing to the rapid spread of this?
Correct.
Is that what these people are throwing out there?
They're saying that without
any kind of scientific backup whatsoever?
They're saying that it basically the whole theory about 5G, since the concept has been introduced by people that are concerned, is that our bodies can't handle what comes from it. And the theory with coronavirus is that 5G is essentially not responsible for the virus, but responsible, the radiation is responsible for exacerbating the viral replication and making it happen faster. Hmm.
Well, I mean, I will say that the Brits seem to be on board with the fact that this came out of one of the laboratories in Wuhan. Did you see that over the weekend? They are now back to the theory that it didn't start at the wet market,
mm-hmm.
but that it started in the lab.
Don't you mean a laboratory?
I mean, I find it way too much of a coincidence to suggest that you have that level 4 bio lab right there in
right
Wuhan,
there.
And that just happens to be where the virus started.
A city of 11 million that not a single person in this building or probably within the sound of our voices had ever heard of before, and then all of a sudden,
yes.
Surprise.
Yes. This is Alan from Rhode Island. What's up, Alan?
Hey, how you doing today?
What's going on?
Hey, Alan.
Not much. How's it going?
Good.
What's up?
Hey, first, I just wanted to say I love listening to your show, man. You guys have definitely the best radio show of any type, never mind sports, whatever kind of talk show it is. You guys definitely have the best talk show out there.
Well, thank you.
You know, I appreciate that you guys have gone away from the sports and actually taken the time to inform us and try and get us through this mess, this debacle.
Absolutely.
it's kind of sad that I have to put more merit into what you guys say than what the President of the United States says. But
don't do that. Please don't do that.
You guys give us better information, man. You know, the information you give us is better than what he gives us. I'll tell you that much.
Right.
Anyway, I had a question for Dr. Boney when he comes on.
Yes.
I know that this virus that's going around right now, as far as mortality rates, it's not, you know, one of the worst things that could happen to us. It's deadly, but nothing like Ebola or anything like that. But recently I heard that there's two new viruses, not two new ones, but two viruses that recently popped up again, the hantavirus, and I think it was the H1N1. And they said they're worried about maybe those two viruses, the COVID and one of those two, like getting together and mutating. And I was just wondering from Dr. Boney how much of a chance there is of that happening.
All right.
Like, what are the chances of that happening and how much do we have to worry about that?
We'll ask him. We'll ask him at 8.
Damn rats.
I appreciate it.
We'll ask him.
I appreciate it, guys. Right. You know, just keep doing the good work, man, and you know, keep on keep doing great work. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
So just hang up and listen. That's what they say in sports. Just making sure we check enough sports boxes for you out there, folks.
I'll hang up and listen. Absolutely. All right. Speaking of the president, we will get to the top five most beautiful briefing moments from last night's White House briefing coming up in about 15 minutes or so. But right now, it's time for this.
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses.
People are so dumb.
All right, Curtis, we listened to everything that was said over the weekend and determined that the following was the dumbest of the day today.
We go to the great state of Ohio to a lovely worshiping woman on her way home from Mass explaining to a reporter why she decided to go meet with other people and not socially distance.
Can I ask you about your decision to go to church to be inside that building?
I wouldn't be anywhere else.
Aren't you concerned you could infect other people if you get sick inside?
No.
People who don't go to this
church. No. I'm covered in Jesus' blood. I'm covered in Jesus' blood.
But what about other people who don't go to this church who you might encounter?
All of these people go to this church.
No, but you're going to be in places where other people
I go to the grocery store every day. I'm in Walmart, what? Home Depot, all of those
people. But
you
could get them sick from what happens.
They could get me sick, but they're not because I'm covered in his blood. Thank you very much.
No.
Well, airtight.
All right. Still keeping up with that. Okay.
They made an exception, though, for churches. There has been an exception made in churches. They can continue to gather hundreds.
Yeah, that's nuts.
You think so?
Yeah. I bend on a lot of reasons to have a religious exemption. This is not one of them. I think this is wildly irresponsible.
14 states, I believe, 14, have made exemptions for people to gather en masse for religious services. And I don't want to step in the way of anyone's personal, particular, especially spiritual freedoms. But if you're going to have a couple hundred people together in one place, all it takes is one and then goodbye.
See you later.
Maybe that's the way your Lord wanted it, but covered in Jesus' blood.
Yes. That's what's keeping her safe from the coronavirus.
Where do you get that?
Wait, Walmart and the Home Depot.
Mm-hmm. I've been in there every day.
Sounds like a stocking stuffer.
I have Jesus' blood on me. Okay.
The thing that's most frightening about this is she's 100% serious. When you see her face, it's like the guy is an idiot that he doesn't see the Jesus' blood all over her.
Blood of Christ,
like,
amen.
Stunned.
And he's got a microphone on like a fishing pole and he like puts it into her car and then...
By the way, that's CNN audio that Curtis won't recognize. Thank you very much.
But the Curtis News Network?
Wolf Blitzer was live.
Wolf Blitzer's not real. Just so everyone knows that. He is a hologram.
So you think it's irresponsible to allow people to gather when it comes to their religion, Danielle?
Yes. Why should they be exempt for that purpose when we have to stand? We have to, you know, the supermarkets, you know, you go into Shaw's, everyone's practicing social distancing. They're staying away. You know, the employees are doing their best to get everything restocked. So we have food and supplies and whatnot. And then you have these church people that are like, nah, it's cool. We're just going to like sit next to each other in the pew. No. Absolutely not. If you can't, if people are losing businesses and not able to go out to appointments and restaurants and things like that, I'm sorry, you don't get the church exemption in this case.
I mean, Dan Roach can't go to his church at Fenway. I mean,
you don't walk. There's no magic Lysol. There's no Halon shower that you walk through when you enter. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she goes to a really special church, but
Jesus' love, Nick. Yeah. That's all you need.
It just,
well, you need the blood. I mean,
yes, it's the blood, Daniel.
I mean, let's be honest. The blood of Christ is wine. So maybe she was hammered.
Well, I mean, these are the things you need to survive in this order. You need to wear a mask on your face.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to have hand sanitizer, Clorox wipes, and the blood of Jesus.
Right.
So in that order.
In that order.
Can you buy that in the shop?
At Costco,
is
all sold
the
out. I don't know about BJ's. I think Governor Baker tried to get a huge thing of it at BJ's, but then it was intercepted by the feds. Mr. Kraft has his Aircraft 2 right now, airborne, to try to get Jesus' blood for everyone.
Full shipment.
It's Jesus, too.
In
and
out
in
3 hours. Only got 3 hours. Oh, in and out.
That's just a distraction because I saw Gronk win a championship, and he's not winning them anymore for us in New England. That's why Kraft bought all of Jesus' blood.
I'm covered in Jesus' blood.
Oh. Did you see all of the, Danielle, did you see all of the Pink Floyd fans that gathered together without any social distancing at in a neighborhood in New Jersey over the weekend?
Now that adds to the reason why I hate Pink Floyd.
I mean,
come on.
There were upwards of 50 of them.
Yes.
That gathered together to listen to, I don't know how much time they had. It was probably one Pink Floyd song. I mean, they're a little they're a little long sometimes.
A little.
But some of them, were they arrested?
It was broken up.
It was broken up, yeah. The police stopped it.
Stuart Copeland?
I believe reportedly one of the partygoers said, F the police. And I'm not kidding about that either.
Well, I'm sure they did.
They also said, welcome to Nazi Germany.
Oh my God.
Yep, not kidding. That's according to Daily Mail. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
All right. Well, that is the dumbest of the day. This morning, get out there somehow and get yourself the blood of Christ, although you have to get it before 9 p.m. because there is now a curfew here in the city of Boston. That is not statewide, correct? That is just the mayor suggesting the curfew for the city of Boston. There's
correct.
No statewide curfew.
Right.
Correct.
It's just basically for me so I don't go out.
Okay.
It'd be nice if Governor Baker and the mayor would maybe kind of like lockstep that a little bit, because like what technically is Boston? Does that merely mean like Dorchester? Are we talking
don't
Metro
say
West?
That. You'll get a nasty text to Greg. The governor will be upset that you criticize them on radio.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Ken,
you sound like Fitzy or so triggered in the box.
I don't think he said it was you specifically. Oh. Just said there may have been one person on the show, not his favorite. Might have been Curtis.
I actually don't think it's me. It probably is Curtis.
Man, I'm a bigger Governor Baker fan now than...
Yeah, seriously.
It's probably jeez. Curtis.
I mean, I mostly defended him, mostly.
All right. Coming up at 7:20, what a Texas pastor does with his mouth, which he says will keep the virus away. So okay. More religious news coming up at 7:20.
Okay.
And we're going to get to the top five most beautiful briefing moments from last night's White House briefing coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.